Hello, welcome to Cinemondo with Kathy, Melanie from Perdazy Reviews. I'm Mitt from D54. We're here to talk about this movie. It's part two of a movie that blew us away.
Yes.
God.
Poor Kathy is the one left trying to pronounce this.
I know.
I've just been calling it Side B. Side B.
Yes, we're talking about Sapta Sargadatta Ello Side B. We're talking about Side B. So it stars Rakshit Shetty, who was so unbelievably vulnerable and tragic in the first movie. Like, amazingly, like, you're fully on his side. You're really rooting for the guy. You feel like he made the worst decision of his life. You guys need to see part one, Side A, for sure. Mm-hmm. So it took a few months. They brought out Side A, and then a few months later, Side B came out. I guess they shot him at the same time, probably. It seemed like it, even though he looked very different. It might have been later.
Looked extremely different. I mean, spoilers, because if you haven't seen Side A, he goes to prison in Side A. And so Side B is that he's out of prison. So his face is scarred. Yeah. His hair is chopped off. You know, he just kind of has a very rough, haunted look about him. And Side A was all about his epic, but, you know, very sad romance with Rukmini Vasant. And, you know, so the two of them and their little signals to each other.
I loved this. I'm so cute. It was beautifully shot. It was just very poetic. Like, it sounds like guy goes to prison. He has a relationship with his, it's not that. It's not what you're envisioning. It wasn't what I was envisioning. It was this beautiful, poetic, gorgeous, well shot, you know, incredible sound design, just made it almost lyrical. It's not something you would think a prison movie would be about.
No. Very, very different. And Side B, I guess, picks up from, I guess, the end of Side A.
Yeah.
And Side A ends off with a pretty suspenseful moment because you're like, okay, I don't know if, I think all of us didn't expect there to be a Side B for some reason because we just didn't associate part one, part two with Side A, Side B of the tape, which was.
The ending was very abrupt.
Yeah.
Right. I really did not go into watching the first film realizing that it was going to be a two-parter. And as we were getting close, I mean, I think that's almost a 2.5-hour film, the first one. And I was like, how are we going to resolve all of these threads? Right. And then I was like, oh my Lord.
It was so bad. Yeah. And the other thing that, you know, because we talk about a guy who goes to prison, he ended up being paid, supposedly he was going to be paid by a rich, you know, a rich criminal, like organized crime guy, to take the blame for a crime that his son committed. It was a hit and run. So he thought, I can do this. He goes, you'll just serve a year or two, very short. We'll get you out. I'll get you the best lawyer. So he was not a criminal. He didn't do this crime. Right. And yet, you know, the irony, and there's spoilers for part one. You should have seen part one by now, just saying. But the fact that the guy who made the deal ends up dying, so no one knows about this deal, so then he's screwed. No one's going to pay him. No one's going to get him out. No one's going to pay for his lawyer. And rich sunny boy gets, you know, off. You know, and the thing is, to his credit, the son did seem kind of really disturbed by it and freaking out, not necessarily just because he's getting caught, but he's also not a criminal. He just did a really stupid fucking thing. Mm.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
it was sad. But so here's this guy who's like, oh, you know, he's starting his new romance. It'll help us get a good foot off the ground. If I take this deal, we'll get all this money. So then he's stuck in prison for 10 years for something he didn't do. Oh, God, it's just horrible. Horrible. And so that he never rises above it either. He has to sit in prison for 10 years. And he was just he was a nice guy. He was not prison fodder. He was being shown the ropes by a guy who was super shady, and, you know.
Yeah, and he was really chewed up in prison. I mean, it was hard. It was really a hard life. He's targeted by a prison yard bully. Yeah. You know, so there's so many things that happens. The reason that the film is called has a Side A and a Side B is part of what keeps his sanity is that his girlfriend, his fiance, gets cassette tapes to him, and so he just listens to them over and over again. She's like, when you get out, we're gonna do this, and this, your first day will be like this, and, you know, I have memories of us going to the ocean, and he just keeps listening to it over and over and over again. And I thought it was interesting how the audio quality in the second film, Side B, when he starts playing the tapes, because he's still listening to them, it's all degraded all of you youngsters do not remember what life was like with cassette tapes. Let me tell you, after you listened to them a million times and stopped and rewound, whatever, they would get a little stretched and they would get a little funky sounding. And that's exactly what they did. Still listening to these tapes that are really all stretched out and garbled a little bit, but he can't stop listening.
Right. And they are not built to last, as we also find out. Like, they're, the technology is super dicey. So the only thing that is keeping him sane are his is the cassette that he keeps playing. And also, she suffers because she was a singer and now she can't sing anymore. Like, once he went to prison, she just stopped singing. It was like she just couldn't.
She just became so depressed. And okay, again, spoiler, like, that we see at this at the end of the first movie, he tells her, "Don't wait for me, give up," and sends her away, won't let her see him anymore, and she allows her family to marry her to somebody else. And so, I mean, that was the cliffhanger ending of the first one, and we're like, wait, did this really happen? Did this really go through? What? What? But
they were star-crossed lovers. They needed to be together. She can't marry someone else. It was just like,
and
so...
And I'm discussing the first one, I'm like, I managed to not flip my wrist, but it was a close thing, guys. It was really intense.
Yeah.
I told my mom to watch that movie, and she was like, why did you tell me to watch? I'm like, I know.
Oh my god, you told your mom to watch it? Oh my god.
She was like, it was so sad. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Oh my god, yeah, that's a sad one.
I mean, listen, I've seen Rakshit Shetty be zany. I've seen him be all different kinds of things. Charlie 777 was also one where he played someone that was very, very depressed for a lot of the movie, but more with anger management issues. I mean, this, like, oh my gosh. Like, I really... I mean, I have seen a lot of quite a few Rakshit Shetty movies, and what he the way he acts in these two films is really quite incredible. Really? And my hat's off to him, really.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was really good, and yeah, to have that much variety in your roles, from like going from where he was. If you watch the start of the movie and you all the way, and you watch the end of the movie, you couldn't even recognize him, one, physically, but also his mannerisms and who he's become. He really embodies somebody that's gone through, you know, hardship and pain in prison. So you can see that whole progression throughout his performance. So, I mean, he knocked it out of the park, and he was just, I mean, there's a reason why he's sort of regarded one of the best actors in the industry. This is a movie that sort of demonstrates that. But I was going to say, the first, I guess this movie, it kind of takes a different path in some ways, because like, it really focuses on sort of the relationship and how he can't get over that. Yes. Like, for a long part of the second half, I think. Like, I was actually expecting it to sort of take us to sort of the revenge plot a little bit faster. Like, go after the people that got him to the prison. But he was so, like, you know, devastated by what's happened to him. And he can't get over the fact that, you know, his relationship with his, I guess, ex-girlfriend or whatever you want to call her. He even finds somebody that, honestly, when he finds the other lady, I thought it was her because they look alike. I don't know if it's
intentionally. I think he found the one girl that reminded him of her. Yes,
correct. Yeah, he found somebody that looked like her, then he tried to convert her to become like her.
Yeah, be more like her. She's like, who is this person? Yes. Why do I have to be like her?
Yeah, I mean, let's just say that boldly, he finds a prostitute. Like, a friend of his is like, here, this is where you go to this place, and then this guy pulls up with a van just full of girls, and you just kind of look in the van and say, yeah, that's the one I want. Like,
oh my god, it's so creepy. It's so bad. But you know what I thought was so fascinating is that we go into this movie fully ready for him to reunite with his original girlfriend, and we were going to have this big whatever, and then it would turn into the... I like that they completely defy all of our expectations in this movie. Number one, I love the new girl. I love her. Like, I was rooting for them. Yeah. Like, this is about wrong, but I was rooting for them. No, I feel like she could probably do better, only because we love them.
Remind me a little bit of like Dev D, where you're just like, this new girl.
This girl's good.
Good. Right. Gold.
And she's real, and she's there, and she understands what you went through. Like, you know, the woman that you used to know 10 years ago is not that woman, and she's not the woman for you. And I also like that when they do find her, she's not doing so great. And so I love this little weird impish, it's not really a spoiler, we'll go very vague, but I like how he tries to help her without letting her know he's helping her. That was so, they did a lot of that.
I think
it got a teeny bit, which I thought was cool too. you're rooting for him, but he's being very stalkery. It's getting a little creepy. He's doing all this stuff and he's interacting with her son. And it was like, it just gets, you're rooting for him, but you're like, okay, you need to like, not, we get that your intentions are good, but not everyone will think this. You're out of prison and you're following a woman around.
Even his good friends are like, stop this.
Yes.
Stop doing this. Move on. Move on. Get married. Do your own thing. You know, like just move on with your life. And he's just showing in every single frame of this movie, he cannot move on.
Cannot move on.
He cannot go in a new direction. He cannot get past this. Like he became so obsessed during his prison time, even though he let her go, he told her he was letting her go at the end of the first film. Mm-hmm. Inside his heart, in no way, shape, or form did he let her go.
No, he thought he was making a sacrifice. He was trying to do what was good for her, but it wasn't necessarily what he wanted. Now, again, this movie, just like the first one, beautifully shot. Like, and they take little moments and make them so like real and profound, and even the, like his little fantasies of them on the beach don't feel like, you know, cloying or anything. They just have a really like sweetness to them. And that was the weird thing. There's an underlying tragedy and terribleness to this whole thing. You know, it's crime. You know, there's murder. You know, there's revenge. It has to be something going. But I was shocked, like you said, how long they let you just stay in his post-prison conflict and not go too fast into. And I feel like part of it was he wanted to move on. So I liked that we had a little bit of that where he wants to be the good person, even though he knows out there people that screwed him over and he's still trying to get his girl, but very complex, but very sensitive and sweet. I was blown away by this movie.
Yeah, it really didn't hold back from showing you, I guess, what he's going through. Like, that's the thing. They made you, as a viewer, like stuck.
Stuck. Exhausting.
Like basically stuck in the past. Because, I was waiting for it to actually change. But I do appreciate this movie for sort of, I guess, subverting expectations.
Yes.
Because in some ways I thought, okay, even from the trailer, after the first part, which was kind of like a bit of a trailer, it sort of emphasized, like, you know, it showed a few clips of the other characters that he's going to go after. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get my revenge on everybody. But it really, like, the only reason why he takes revenge in some ways is to help out his ex-girlfriend. Like, he's like, he sees her in trouble. He's like, okay, I need more money. I need more money for her. Yeah. Not for me in my life. I need it for her.
Right. So he's living in a hellhole, a little, you know, and he doesn't care about that. But he just cares about where she's living and what circumstances that she's in.
Yeah.
You're right. He doesn't seem to be the bully encounters him and whatever. And it's not that he's seeking out the revenge. Sometimes some of it just comes and finds him. But the only, you know, when he goes back to the family that was the start of this whole thing that arranged. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, he's cold in dealing with them because the innocent lamb that we saw at the beginning of side A has been burned away by all these years in prison. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, when he has to act to, as you say, get money for his ex-fiance, it's not for himself, but he knows what levers to pull when he needs to do it.
That's right. And it was also, you know, because you like the new character so much, the Sarabi, is that her name, Sarabi? Mm-hmm. You like her so much that you want him to sort of just shine on, dude. Like, do not do any of this. Don't go for the revenge. Don't go. And this is not what I expected to want from this movie. I wanted to see revenge. I want to go. But once you get into it, you're like, you just want him to succeed. You want him to be with the woman who understands him and is not repelled by the fact he was in prison or his past. It's like, and, you know, he was supporting her and helping her. And you really were rooting for them. And then you also didn't want him to get in trouble again because, you know, revenge begets revenge. It's just never-ending cycle. So you're like, please break the cycle. So it's a very conflicting film.
Yeah.
In a really weird, you know, really messy, life is messy kind of way. Like, here's his plan. He's getting out to do this. And he meets this other girl. And then he's like, oh, well, maybe this will help. And it's not really helping because he hasn't dealt with any of his trauma. So
yeah, this director, Hemant Rao, you put us through it. You put us through the ringer, dude.
God,
you put us through it.
I know, it was so heart wrenching. The whole thing, your heart's just dying. It's like, oh, every scene, everything he does.
Yeah, we're really selling this, Kathy.
I know, it's so sad. You have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's unusual to me to even just be affected by a film at all. Like, I see films and I have fun with them and they're fun, you know, but to be actually so drawn in and so affected emotionally by movies, this one's both of these films super strong. Like, I didn't expect the second one to be this good. I mean, I thought, oh, it's gonna be the fun one, we're gonna get in there, it's gonna be it's gonna kick ass, and that's what we were all they did not betray the first one's tone or anything. So I appreciate a movie trying to do more than just have fun. You know, it's like, it's teaching you something, it's putting you through something, it's complex emotions that humans have. And I know it sounds terrible to say it was heartbreaking, but in a kind of good way. You feel kind of
cathartic.
Yeah, you feel cathartic by it eventually. I mean, you see him work through the process, and it wasn't simple, and I like that they didn't make it simple.
It was not simple at all. Like, it's definitely, because I guess it was, I'm pretty sure it was shot together, so it feels like, I think that helped with just the tone, like just from it, like, not switching directly, like, from, because you would think from part two it's gonna just completely change and, you know, pick up the pace a little bit, give us more story, but no, like, as we said, it sort of still keeps you in the same pace and tone until really like the last hour, I think. Then it really starts to really pick up and starts to do other things that are not involved with the relationship really in some ways,
and it gets good fun.
Yeah, that's when it's like, whoa, okay, you know, and they reintroduce.
You're like,
it's cool how
I don't know about fun.
It's cool how everything comes together at some point. The people from the prison, the people outside the prison, is like, here's every single character, and they're all here in your life.
Display everything he learned in prison.
Yeah,
this is what he learned. He didn't know any of that going in there. That was for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
Any final thoughts on we're gonna do this non-spoiler as much as possible. Gave you some light spoilers, but Melanie, we're gonna go a little deeper dive with Melanie. Go spoilerish. So we wanted you guys to see our initial thoughts without ruining it. So if you haven't seen it, then go see it after you watch this, and then go to see Melanie's review.
So I should mention that in the U.S., this is on Amazon Prime Video. I assume it's the same in India and other places. But really, I'm thinking about the director and Rashid Shetty as a producer, thinking about the scope of something like this, right? Mm-hmm. To say, we're going to do a five-hour film, essentially, right? We're not going to try to cram everything that we want to do into one 2.5-hour film. Right. We're going to let these themes breathe. We're going to really go deep, and we're going to show how the events that happened in the first film have shattered and really affected both of our main characters' lives in the second film, and what that means, and really go for this. I mean, that's really unusual, right? Like, when we think about a sequel, we think about something like, I mean, just this last week, I watched Dune 2, right? Like, we're thinking about some big blockbuster action movie, or like Bahubali 1 and 2, you know, like, we think about something like that is what is deserving of a sequel.
Yes.
And essentially, these two films together is almost like they gave us a really thoughtful mini series or whatever, you know, they gave us the scope of story that filled up 5 hours. And that's really unusual, and it should be applauded.
Yes. And I like they didn't rush it, because I think that did help it go deeper, and you feel more for the characters, and the fact that it takes time, and you can just kind of relax into it and enjoy every little poetic moment that they let just go by with no dialogue, or like a long scene where there's, you know, just someone walking through, you know, corridors and things like that. It's just beautiful. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think also, like, one thing that we should mention, like, we spent a lot of time talking about sort of Rakshit Shetty and how great he was, but a whole cast in this movie was pretty awesome. I have to say, like, everybody sort of played their part. Everybody was really great. You know, just as good as in the first half as we had sort of the first girlfriend, Priya. Like, you know, the accompaniment with Patila, is that the lady's name in the movie? Basically, yeah, the second lady who starts off as a prostitute, like, she, you know, basically them two playing together was just fantastic, because they were it's interesting because they cast two characters that kind of looked similar and were kind of meant to look like, kind of play the same role, but she definitely had much more of a like a lively personality, if you want to put it.
I loved her.
Like, she was much more you know, had more humor, you know, took life more seriously, it felt like, at times, even though the struggles she's gone through. So it was great to have that variance in sort of those two characters. In sort of both the sides, I guess. And yeah, everybody else, from the villains to which we haven't talked much about, Achyut Kumar, who was, I guess, the villain in some ways from the first one, that got him in prison, and we'll definitely talk about him more in the spoilers review. Because yeah, there were some scenes with that guy who definitely got, who went through some things.
But everything he deserved.
Yeah, exactly right. But yeah, it's just a great movie, from production, from the music, to the acting performances, from the storyline. It's a hard movie to really, like, I mean, yes, you have to sort of brace yourself for the second part and it not being what you expect. But I think that's good because, yeah, at the start, it might be frustrating at times, I'll be honest. Throughout, like, maybe after, like, 45 minutes, I was like, are we going to move to this thing? Because I wanted it to go somewhere. But I pulled the filmmakers to be like, you know what, screw you.
Yeah, it's like, we're telling the story we want to tell.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Right. I mean, Emmett, you're definitely right in that the trailer, essentially, of what we got at the end of the first film led us to expectations of, okay, now we're going to get into an action movie, right? That's like, this is going to be all nonstop action of revenge and whatever.
No.
I mean, we get epic action.
Oh, yeah, they deliver. Don't worry.
We get it.
They did, yeah.
But they make us wait.
And again, it's like sort of disruptor of, like, it's so shocking when it's happening because you're used to this rhythm and you're used to the gentleness of him that he has innately, that, you know, it really, it works in that way too, which is sort of the point too, I think. So
yes,
all right, be sure and check out Melanie's review when you've seen the movie, because we will talk spoilers, and also subscribe, like, and comment to Pardesi Reviews and D54 and Cinemondo if you haven't already. All right. See you guys later. Bye.